Suicide is one of the most important issues that we face today because I feel like it's one of the most preventable issues. It's also one of the most heartbreaking issues. As human beings, we are wired to survive. In fact, the first law of nature is self-preservation. So it's one of the few behaviors and conditions or occurrences that happen to human beings that seems to be contrary to the way we're designed or we're wired to be.
Suicide is an issue across the lifespan, really. We know that the rates of suicide among young people are rising, again, not just in Ohio, but across the United States. We know still the highest rate of suicide is in men between the ages of 45 and 64. So that's a group that we really need to reach. And it's a group that really does feel stigmatized in talking about mental health and is reluctant to talk about it because they feel like it might be a sign of weakness.
Those who have mental health disorders come in all shapes and sizes, from all backgrounds, 1 in 5 individuals. So that lets us know that someone in our inner circle has a mental health disorder, diagnosed or undiagnosed. So we can't look at people as though they're deficient in some way. We all have deficiencies. Some people have diabetes, some people have hypertension, some people have cardiovascular diseases. Those are illnesses, just like mental health and substance use disorders.
Nearly 2.5 million Ohioans are living with mental illness and substance use disorders. That's a significant number of our friends, neighbors, family members, church community, congregation members, and we don't talk about it, and there's really not a good reason not to. I think the people who are experiencing the conditions, in my experience, have really wanted to talk about it. They want people to understand the power of recovery and the opportunity that they have in recovery. And when we don't talk about it, we really hold them back.
We've seen over the past decade and a half increasing rates of anxiety and depression. We've seen increased rates of suicide across all age ranges, but particularly in young people. Fortunately, this doesn't mean that all young people or that everyone with a mental health challenge is going to engage in suicidal behavior.
She was just a fantastic human. Like, you know, when she was little, we saw some of the anxiety, but she was just happy. Everybody wanted to revolve around her. She was just amazing. She was talented. She was beautiful. I mean, she is beautiful. There's not one thing that I can pick out and say that's who she is, because there was just so much that she touched. She was very strong-willed.
She was.
If she wanted to do something, she was gonna do it.
She was a force of nature.
That wasn't even when she was little, that was forever.
She was a force of nature. She, as Vanessa was saying, that whatever she wanted to do, she did it. Whether it was something that she wasn't supposed to do or something that she was afraid to try and didn't know how well she would be at it. Without any practice at all, she could do phenomenal drawings. Without any professional training, she would excel and succeed at chorus, musicals. Through one semester that she went to college at, right out of the gate, freshman year, she landed the leading role in the musical. Without studying or bringing a book at home and opening or doing any homework, straight A's. So, like I said, she was a force to reckon with, both with the good and with the bad. Gabby would struggle with feeling legitimized, even in her own skin. With someone who had the talent that she had, you would think that someone like that would be on cloud nine. that I don't have to try and I'm good at everything. And every day was a struggle for her to get out of bed, that she would lie there and she would never come out and say, this is how I'm feeling, to me anyway. But I could tell that she was lying there thinking, I'm not good enough. I can't even face today. My anxiety is telling me that I need to lay here in bed because I can't even step foot onto the ground to go get something to eat, to go to the bathroom. I don't know. And you just, you watch someone go through something like that and it's heartbreaking.
Depression and anxiety are two of the only illnesses that perpetuate the symptoms. So when I have cancer, just by having cancer doesn't mean it makes it worse. Cancer is on a sliding scale. You have it, this is your prognosis. When I have depression, the actual symptom of my depression makes me worse. So I'm sad, I don't want to get up. Well, yeah, because you're not good enough. And you're not good enough because you didn't do this. And if you do this, your parents are going to say that. And so it's this sort of whirlpool of an illness that is not only invisible, but you can't fix it by taking it out or having surgery or putting a name to it.
It was a struggle, but we had an amazing support system.
We still do, yeah.
And that's one of the things that we're constantly trying to provide now is a support system for others. And that goes back to what Vanessa's been saying religiously, is that educate yourself. If we would have known, and I can't say that if we would have had this ammunition previously that we would have had a different outcome, but I think it would have made our journey a little easier, knowing how to talk about things, knowing what to say. That's a struggle with a parent that has depression or anxiety, is that how do I talk to my kid about this? Because if I'm not depressed or I'm not anxious, I don't understand what that's like. I don't know how to breach that subject. So if you, not necessarily that you have to know all of this information, as long as you know where to find it.
I don't know if people are pretending it's not happening, because like he said, this is all we talk about. Like this, she's part of our world forever. So if you know us, you know her, you know her story, you know everything about us. We don't sugarcoat anything. We don't pretend anything was easy. We don't pretend we did things right, because Lord knows we did most things wrong. And that's okay. I mean, that doesn't make me a worse person or a bad person, or any worse than this mom over here. We're trying to play the hands we're dealt with the information we have. And so I think we know better, we're doing better. We need to push that to people and make sure they know that it's okay to get help.
This is the worst club to belong to, but the support system has been great in it. I wish I were still fighting the battles. I wish I were still telling her, you need to get out of bed. We need to go put in applications for some jobs. We need to figure out if you want to go to college. I wish I were still fighting those fights.